朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天我们在北美洲的华人
Today in the Chinese in North America
我觉得我们实在是得天独厚
We feel that we are really very lucky
神实在给我们许多的恩典
The Lord gives us many blessings
但是在神给许多恩典的里面我们今天面临一个很大的挑战和危机
But of all the blessings that we have we face a big challenge and crisis
我们不够单纯
We are not simple enough
我们在世界上有许多宝贵的经历。
In this world, we have many precious experiences.
我们在社会有许多宝贵的体验。
In society, we have many precious experiences too.
很多时候，我们把这些复杂带到我们的信仰的范围里面。
And sometimes we bring all this complexity into our faith.
当这个女人摸耶稣的时候
，When that sick woman touched Jesus,
耶稣知道。有能力从身上出去。
The Lord knew that power had left him.
耶稣回过头来问这些群众，到底谁摸了我
？He turned around and asked the crowd, "Who is it that touched me?"
请注意这些门徒怎么说
？Notice how the disciples answered.
这些门徒用他们受过训练的很合逻辑的理性来看这件事情。
The disciples were using their well-trained and logical sense to answer that question.
主啊，你知道那么多人拥挤你，你怎么说那么幼稚的话呢
？Lord, what kind of a question is that? Don't you see all these people crowding around you?
每一个人坐在这边挤住你，你还问说谁摸你吗
？All these people pressing against you, and yet you asked who touched you.
但是耶稣基督所看见的就是这个女人那个单纯的信心的一个行动。
But what the Lord saw was the simple act of faith of that woman.
我们知道很多时候在我们这个所处的环境里面不管多安静在这个安静的环境里面充满许多的声音
And sometimes we know that no matter how peace and quiet we are there are a lot of voices around us
在我们四周充满许多的影像
All around us there are a lot of imagery and visions
但是我们今天要让这些声音和影像浮现在我们面前弟兄姊妹我们需要一个很重要的就是工具要对
In order for us to be able to quiet ourselves down, we need to have the tool.
比如说，我们要有一个 radio， 我们需要有个 TV set.
Yeah, let's for instance, we need a radio or TV set.
我们需要借助无线电的收音机，或者是借助电视机，把那些影像和声音把它带到我们的眼前。
We would need a radio or a TV to bring the audio or the visual imagery into to us.
不只是要有一个对的工具，我们也需要对的频道，对的 channel。
Not only do we need a proper instrument, we also need a proper channel.
对于我们了解、认识、体验主的同在，我们需要有对的工具、对的态度和对的频道。
In order for us to experience the Lord with us, we also need the proper attitude, proper tool, and the proper channel.
很多时候我们常常说信心，信心是什么？信心是很抽象的东西。
Sometimes we talk about faith. What is faith? Faith is a very abstract object.
但是在今天我们所读的这段经文里面，很清楚地看见信心的具体化，就是那个女人伸出手来摸耶稣的那个摸字。
But this morning, as we read this passage, we see the realization of faith in a simple act of that sick woman.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到这里。
Brothers and sisters, today as we come.
我们没有一个环境的一些安排使我们感觉到神的同在。
We don't have a visual or other imagery around us to help us know that the Lord is with us.
但是我们怎么样能够真正摸到主耶稣呢
？So how can we really touch Jesus?
让我们借着单纯的信心来摸着他。
Let us touch them through our simple faith.
第二方面，我们看这个女人摸到耶稣带出什么样的结果。
And another aspect we'd like to look at is what kind of results happen to that woman after she's touched Jesus.
非常明显的，我们看见第一个，当她摸到耶稣的一个很清楚的结果，就是她彻底的改变。
One of the first things we saw was a total change in her after she touched Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这一个女人她的改变，不是部分的改变，也不是逐渐的改变。
My brothers and sisters, that change is not a partial change in that woman.
也不是一个 gradual change, 不是一步一步的改变。
Nor is it a gradual change, step by step change.
我们知道，我们做基督徒都有这样的经验。
We as Christians all have that experience.
我们有许多个性上面的改变是慢慢的，是潜移默化，是一步一步的。
There are a lot of changes in our character or personality that is slow and gradual, step by step.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一样事情常常被许多的弟兄姊妹所忽略。
But there is one thing that we often ignore.
我们需要多多少少有一些非常特别、非常明显。
But there are aspects where we need to have a very special and obvious change.
我深深地感觉到今天教会里面缺少在这一方面信息的那个加重。
I feel deeply that we lack an emphasis on this kind of a change.
主耶稣基督说，人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
Lord Jesus said, unless someone is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
重生就是一个生命，一个戏剧化，一个明显的一个改变。
Born again is a new life, is a very obvious change.
我们看见生命的改变，当一个生命在母腹里面生出来的时候，它是一个极大的不同。
We see the change as someone is delivered from the mother's womb. It's a big change.
今天在教会里面有许多的弟兄姊妹缺少这一类清清楚楚的改变。
Today in our church, we lack people who have this kind of clear, drastic, dramatic change.
有很多人说我生在基督教的家庭里面。
Many would say I was born in a Christian family.
我的父母亲是基督徒。
My parents were Christian.
所以当然我生在这样的家庭，我不容易有一个很明显的一个戏剧化的改变。
So of course it would be difficult for me to have this kind of obvious, drastic changes.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我在这里提醒各位。
However, let me remind you, brothers and sisters.
我们需要有这样一个明显的改变，让我们在信仰上有一个把握。
We need to have this kind of dramatic change so that in faith we have this assurance.
我记得我在信主的时候。
I remember when I believed unto the Lord.
1958年8月7号是我属灵的生日。
1958August the 7th was my spiritual birthday.
当我那天信主的时候
That day when I believed the Lord.
一直到现在我知道清清楚楚的神在我身上有清楚的工作。
I know that the Lord had worked very specifically in my life since that day.
第一个改变是什么
What was the first change?
改变我对父母亲的态度。
It changed my attitude towards my parents.
我在家里面大家知道我有三个姐姐两个妹妹。
You all know that I have, many of you know that I have three sisters, three brothers and two...
Three older sisters and two younger sisters.
Three older sisters, two younger sisters.
Two younger sisters.
Two younger sisters.
不管怎么样，我家姊妹很多就是了。
Well, anyway, I have a lot of sisters in my family.
那么因为我是家里面唯一的男孩。
Because I was the only son in the family.
所以在家里面从小我就没有好好的对父母亲有好的态度过。
So even as a child, I have never had a good attitude towards my parents.
1958年8月7号11点，我接受了主耶稣。
1958, August the 7th, at 11 o'clock, I received God.
那天下午回到家。
That afternoon when I went home.
感谢主，主给我恩典，给我力量。
Thanks the Lord, the Lord gave me grace and strength.
我回到家。跟我父母亲约了一段时间在他们房间里面谈话。
I had a time to speak to my parents in their room.
我告诉他们。
I told them.
我得罪他们。
I have sinned against them.
我过去不孝顺他们。
I was not obedient to them in the past.
我讲到一个地步我忍不住我大哭起来。
Finally, I broke down in tears as I was speaking to them.
我记得很清楚当我哭的时候我爸爸突然站起来。
I remember clearly while I was weeping, my father stood up.
他扶着我。
He held me.
他告诉我。
And told me.
你很乖，你很乖，你一点不是个坏孩子，你很乖，起来，起来，不要哭。
You're a good kid. You're just a model kid. Get up, get up. Stop crying.
你看我做独生儿子做到那么可怕的地步，连我哭认罪，我父亲都赶快来安慰我的地步。
You can imagine how spoiled I was as a single son. Even when I was confessing my transgressions and so forth, my father was asking me to get up and stop crying.
但是我知道从那天开始。整个改变我对父母亲的态度。
But I knew that from that day on, my attitude towards my parents was totally changed.
弟兄姊妹，你们了解我为什么这些年来我非常强调一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you should realize why through all these years I emphasize one thing very much.
如果我们不能孝敬地上的父母，请你不要在教会里面做得很热心的样子。
If we could not give proper respect to our parents on earth, then we should not act like we are very devout before the Lord.
如果我们不能在对父母亲有一个应该有的属灵的态度，求主帮助我们，让我们先尽在家里的本分，再到神的家里面摆上我们的奉献。
If we could not have a proper attitude towards our own parents, then we should not be coming to church and offering our services to our heavenly parent.
那个改变我不会忘记。
That change I will never forget.
虽然我改变以后并不是完全了，我一直还在努力的能够更完全。
Although that change was not complete because I had to keep on struggling to make it more complete.
第二个改变是什么呢？
What was the second change?
非常明显的改变。
A very clear change.
不管你怎么说，你不是一个基督徒，我告诉你，我是一个基督徒。
No matter what you say, if you say I'm not a Christian, I'll tell you, I am a Christian.
因为我真的在那个时候体验到一个戏剧化、一个彻底的改变。
Because at that time, I experienced a very clear, complete change.
那个时候我讲话，每一句话一定要带一些脏话。
At that time, every sentence I speak has some profane words in it.
每一次我讲，特别是讲国语的时候，我总是没有办法变成口头语，那种不应当讲的话就讲出来。
Especially when I was speaking in Mandarin, I had a lot of a very bad habit. I have a lot of dirty words.
弟兄姊妹，我要把荣耀归给主。从那一天开始，那些脏话不再从我口里出来。
May glory be to God. From that day on, I profane words did not come forth from my mouth.
这个女人摸着耶稣以后。
That woman, after she's touched Jesus,
她觉得自己好了。
She was completely healed.
因为她告诉我们说，她觉得那个血漏的源头已经止住了。
Because it was said that the source of her issue of blood was dried.
她清楚地知道自己有改变。
She knew clearly that she was changed.
我有一次问一个人。
Once upon a time, I asked someone.
我说你是个得救的基督徒吗？
Are you a saved Christian?
她说，我想是的。
He said, I think I am.
他说我希望我是的。
I hope I am.
后来我就坐下来跟他谈。
So I sat down and talked to him.
我说你为什么想，为什么希望呢？你是就是，不是就不是。
Why are you supposing and thinking? You either are or you're not.
他说李牧师，我这样讲不是比较谦卑一点吗？
Reverend Lee, he said, isn't it if I answer this way, I'm more modest?
我说我举个例子给你听。
I said, let me give you an example.
我两个儿子今天在我们中间。
I have two sons there among us now.
如果你问他们。
If you ask them.
你是李牧师的儿子吗？
Are you Reverend Lee's son?
他说我想我是他的儿子。
And Ken would say, well, I suppose I am.
No, Ken, Chris.
Oh, Chris would say, I think I am.
或者说我希望我是。
Or he would say, I hope I am.
你说他谦卑吗？
Do you think he's humble?
哦，他很谦卑，他觉得做李牧师的儿子很不配。
He's very modest. He thinks he's not worthy to be a Reverend Lee's son.
所以他说，我希望我能够做他的儿子。
And so he said, I hope I'm his son.
弟兄姊妹，做父亲的听到这样的话。
My brothers and sisters, as a father, if I hear such words,
我不觉得他们是谦卑。
I won't think they are humble.
我心里面会受极大的痛苦。
In my heart, I would have a great pain.
他是我的儿子，他是我的女儿，但是他说他希望是，他想他是。
He is my son and she's my daughter, and yet he or she said, I hope I am.
所以在约翰老年的时候写约翰一书的时候。
So when in John's old age, when he wrote First John,
他说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我写这些话给你们，让你们确实的知道你们是上帝的儿女。
My brothers and sisters, I write these words so that you would have assurance that you are sons and daughters of God.
我不希望在主再来的时候。
I wouldn't like to see as the Lord comes again.
今天这一百多人站在神的台前。
All 100 or so of us stand before God's altar.
然后神说，这里面有70%根本在地上不清楚的蒙恩得救，他们是不得救的人。
And he would say, 70% of you were not sure that you were saved, so you are not saved.
我相信这70%人都会向神抗议。
I suppose all 70% of them would complain to God.
神啊，你不要忘记，五本教会第一个英文崇拜，我在那里，你不要忘记。
Lord, don't forget, I was actually present at the first English service in Woven Church.
主耶稣说，你在那里是一回事，但你到底跟我有没有生命的关系是另外一件事情。
Lord Jesus would say, you were there, that was one thing, but do you really have a deep personal relationship with me?
你真正与耶稣发生生命的关系吗？
Do you have a life relationship with Jesus?
我越来越觉得今天我以这样的题目来开始英语的崇拜有神的美意。
I feel more and more that as I start the English service with this topic, the Lord has His plan.
让我们看见，既然我们要开始一个新的一个侍奉。
May we see that as we start a new worship.
让我们每一个人在主的面前先扪心自问。
Let us each come before the Lord and ask ourselves.
我是不是一个重生得救、清楚蒙恩的基督徒？
Am I a reborn, clearly saved Christian?
彻底明显的改变
complete and clear change.
摸着耶稣第二个结果是什么？
What is the second result of having touched the Lord?
我们看见有公开的见证。
We see that there is public witnessing.
主耶稣知道有一个人摸他。
The Lord knew that someone had touched him.
当我在准备的时候，我就问自己这样的一个问题。
I was asking myself as I was preparing this sermon.
是不是耶稣真的不知道哪一个人摸他？
Was it really that Jesus didn't know who touched him?
请看三十节。
Please look at verse 30.
耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去。
At once Jesus realized that power had gone from him.
NIV 的圣经是用 realize， 我去查了原文希腊文的圣经。
NIV uses the word realize. I went to the original language in Greek.
这个觉得是知道的意思。
That realize means to know.
这个知道还不是一般的知道，是一个 complete knowledge， 是一个完全的一个知道。
And it's not an ordinary word to know, but a total complete knowledge.
耶稣知道，因为他是神。
Jesus knew clearly because he was God.
如果他是神
，if he was God，
他当然知道是谁摸了他。
Of course, he would know who touched him.
就好像神当年到伊甸园一样
，just like God in the old days went to the Garden of Eden.
他到伊甸园里面的时候，他说了什么话
？What did he say in the Garden of Eden?
亚当，亚当，你在哪里
？Adam, Adam, where art thou?
难道神不知道亚当在哪里吗
？No, you think that God didn't know where Adam was?
神是无所不知的神，他看见亚当夏娃全身发抖，躲在一个树丛的后面。
The Lord knows everything, and He knows that Adam was hiding, trembling behind the bush.
难道神明知还要顾问吗
？Of course He knows. Why did He ask?
因为神知道他在那里，但是让亚当夏娃让他们知道他们到底在哪里。
God knows where they are, but God wanted Adam and Eve to know where they themselves are.
而且要让他们在众人的面前表示他们的立场。
And to have them in front of everybody else where they stand.
在这里也是一样。
Likewise, this is so in this passage.
你被主摸着了吗
？Have you been touched by Jesus?
今天来到主的面前，你摸着了耶稣没有
？As you come before Him this morning, have you touched Him?
你说我摸到了，摸到了。
And you say, yes, yes, I have touched Jesus.
除非我们有一个公开的一个见证。
Unless we have an open witnessing.
证明我们摸到了主。
To show that we have touched him.
当我讲到这里的时候，我盼望弟兄姊妹知道以后在聚会里面开会的默祷和闭会式的默祷到底我们该做什么。
At this point, I'd like to remind you what we should do as we, in public prayer and in private prayer.
不是在开始的默祷，就是我们聚会的时候的那个、oh. silent prayer.
Oh, in the silent prayer in the beginning of the service.
或者在 silent prayer 在聚会完的时候。
Oh, the silent prayer at the end of the service.
到底我们应当做什么
？What should we do?
主啊，求你让我在这个聚会当中摸到你自己。
Lord, may you let me touch you in this service.
我们有许多的活动。
We have lots of activities.
许多的计划。
Lot of plans.
许多的节目。
Lot of programs.
弟兄姊妹，不要让这些东西把耶稣挤到门外去。
Lord, do not let, my brothers and sisters, do not let these things squeeze the Lord out of the door.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。